Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 201, Expert Witness Advice. How do I get out of a case? The attorney told me I would never have to testify. Now I found out it's going to trial. I don't want to go. Have you heard this complaint from an expert? Have you ever made that statement yourself as an expert? I'm Pat Iyer, and this is Iyer's Insights, one of our twice-weekly legal nurse podcast shows. I want to first focus on the responsibilities of an expert witness. An expert enters into an agreement with an attorney when he or she agrees to review the case. The understanding is that if the expert has no conflict of interest and finds he or she can support the attorney's side of the case, the expert agrees to be part of the case, including testifying if the case goes that far. If you're an expert or you work in a legal nurse consulting business or expert witness referral service, you should do a conflict of interest and do that check as soon as you're approached about a case. This means your record-keeping system must be up to date to show which cases you have been involved in. The expert cannot accept a case that he or she has already reviewed for the opposing counsel. The expert also needs to be sure the defendant is not a current employer or another facility that is part of the same chain as the employer's facility. For example, a healthcare conglomerate may own several hospitals in a state. The expert should not agree to serve as an expert involving another hospital within the same corporate structure. At times, an expert finds out partway through reviewing a case that he or she knows one of the defendants. You may have heard of the defendant, but never met him, or you may have gone to nursing school with the defendant. If you're an expert, the best way to handle this is to let the attorney know of the potential conflict and determine if it is a big enough issue to preclude you from going further with the case. Every case is affected by discovery deadlines. The judge is typically the one who sets the deadlines with attorneys on both sides. The discovery period gives the attorneys the opportunity to seek information from each side, file motions, take depositions, and get reports from their experts. In some states, experts are neither named, deposed, or prepare reports. Once the discovery deadline has passed, it is very difficult for an attorney to substitute one expert for another. Regardless of how much an attorney believes a case will settle before trial, attorneys are not gifted with 100% accurate ability to foresee the future. Factors that the attorney could not predict can derail the settlement discussions. While it is tempting to believe an attorney when she says, the expert will never have to testify in court, it ain't over till it's over and the deal is done. Let's stop for a minute. As I said, this is Pat Iyer. There is a lot at stake in medical malpractice cases. You want to do your best. I put together a book specifically for LNCs who are expert witnesses or considering taking on this rewarding role. It's called How to Be a Successful Expert Witness. Use this book to read through, to refer to, and consult to gain a greater understanding of the role of the expert witness. I urge you to approach being an expert on a case as a tremendous opportunity and a huge responsibility. Engage in your work with professionalism and commitment. The attorney and his client are counting on you. This book draws on my experiences both as an expert witness and one who has trained hundreds of experts, nurses, physicians, and a variety of healthcare professionals. Order your book at http://lnc.tips/expert-witness and use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this book. That link again is http://lnc.tips/expert-witness, and that's all one word. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on the book. Now let's return to the show. I've encountered expert witnesses who got into a case and then decided they wanted to withdraw. It is essential to understand when this is allowable. Suppose you're a liability expert and you get new information that changes your opinions so you cannot proceed with the case. Have a frank discussion with your client to discuss the concerns. The sooner you recognize that you cannot support the attorney's position, the better. Let's say all is going well. You can support the attorney's position, and then you have a tough deposition. I recall one expert who was decimated in her deposition. She called me as she was driving home. She was crying so hard she could not see the road. I asked her to pull over, and I literally talked to her so she could safely get home. The attorney was on the other line calling me about her, and after hearing how upset she was, he decided to withdraw her from the case. "Nice lady," he said, "but not cut out for this work." That's an extreme example. Some expert depositions will go smoothly, and others are very difficult. This comes with the territory of being an expert. The feelings an expert gets when going through a long, arduous deposition are not grounds for withdrawing from a case. How about if you don't like the attorney? You might say, "I don't want to testify for him. He was not nice to me. He was gruff when we were finalizing the report." You may feel like this, but this is not a sufficient reason to withdraw from a case. Get over it. Attorneys are like everyone else who works in a high-pressure field. They can be very charming, and they can be short-tempered. Your job as an expert is to rise above your irritation with the attorney and to be a professional. Do your best to ignore your feelings and remember what is at stake. What factors do allow an expert witness to withdraw from a case? There are a few. You could have a life-threatening illness. I wouldn't wish it on you. Another might be if you took a job at the defendant facility after you reviewed the case. And the refusal of the attorney to pay the expert's bills might be another after all attempts are made to resolve the issue. Few attorneys would risk losing an expert over a billing issue. However, without a legitimate reason, for an example, a plaintiff expert witness who fails to appear in court may cause the judge to allow a defendant to be dropped out of the suit. What are the possible repercussions for you if that happens? Legal remedies may vary from state to state and based on the reaction of the attorney. You could face these kinds of consequences. You could receive a subpoena to appear in court. If you live in the same state as the courthouse, the judge has the authority to demand that you appear in court. You cannot ignore a subpoena. The attorney could demand a refund for all the money he paid you to serve as his expert. That would be a mild consequence compared to the next consequence. You could be sued by the attorney for breach of contract. You agreed to serve as an expert. You did not fulfill your obligation. The attorney could demand money from you personally or your insurance carrier to cover the attorney's losses. You could lose your expert witness practice. Attorneys talk to each other. When they're angry with an expert, they spread the word within their active network. Suits against experts are rare. You don't want to see your name associated with a complaint. Having a professional malpractice policy with an expert witness rider is a good investment for peace of mind. But the best safeguard is to be mindful of your obligations. Be professional, be prepared, arrange to get time off to go to court, and do the best possible job that you can. Remember that the lives of many people are affected by a suit: the facility staff, the insurance carrier, the defendants, their families, plaintiffs and their families, attorneys and their staff. You don't see all these people when you enter the courtroom to testify, but all are affected by the outcome of the suit. Expert witnesses function in a serious, important role within this complex and high-stakes environment. Once you take on this role, be mindful of your responsibilities. Be sure to get a copy of How to Be a Successful Expert Witness, perfect for any LNC who is an expert or is thinking of becoming one. Use the link http://lnc.tips/expertwitness and use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount. And you can receive the transcripts of our podcast by signing up at http://lnc.tips/transcripts and refer back to our audio shows or skip listening and read instead.
And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.